This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We're continuing in the Sefer Tzipisol Yeshua, and we're discussing the very difficult question that why are we enjoined to await the coming of Mashiach when the Gemara in Shabbos says Yamim Asherim Bahem Chifetz, that actually we don't even want it to come. So we explored a number of possibilities. Firstly, we quoted from the Chafetz Chaim that it might not be good for our personal reward, like Rabbi Sol Salanter said, but it's good for the tzibur as a whole, because not everyone is fighting the fight. And for them, it's better for Mashiach to come. And we also explained that means that maybe for our personal avoida, it's not as good, but for the Kiddush Shem Shamayim that will come about, it's better. We also learned yesterday that there is still an element of free choice that will exist when Mashiach comes, although it's on a categorically different level. It will no longer be choice between good and evil, but rather the choice between good and better. Today I want to explore it from a new perspective. This comes from Rav Shimshon Pinkus in his Sefer Sichos Rav Shimshon David Pinkus on Chanukah. Also, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Chachamim did not desire for Mashiach to come to eat and drink. Ela kedei sheyu pnuyim b'atoira v'chachmasa v'lo yelohem noigesh u'mevatel kedei sheyizku l'chaye ha'olam haba. And he too asks, what do you mean to get olam haba? How do you achieve olam haba when Mashiach comes, but we're sort of, we no longer have that opportunity. We no longer have that availability to gain olam haba. So he explains as follows. The Baal Shem Tov, there's a story, once asked the Arizal, how did he communicate with him? They didn't live at the same time. He asked him, Baruch HaKodesh, why did he give over such lofty teachings and he did not bring it down more in a way that people could really comprehend? And the Ari said, what do you want? I didn't have a chance. The Arizal passed away at 40. But Rav Pinkus asks, what was Arizal's answer? What do you mean he didn't have a chance? But we know, even after he passed away, he continued to visit Rav Chaim Vital. So what do you mean he didn't have a chance? He had every chance. If he didn't do it before, he could have come after. The explanation, says Rav Pinkus, is after a person leaves, he can't innovate. He can only deepen what he's already accomplished. The analogy being something that the Chafetz Chaim taught. The Chafetz Chaim says and encourages that every Jew go through Shas at least one time, even superficially. Why? Because a Jew that never learned Yevamos will not be able to learn Yevamos in Olam Haba. Because in Olam Haba, they don't give you new experiences. They only allow you to further what you've already started in this world. So if you made an attempt at Yevamos, you went through it, they'll teach it to you more in depth in the world to come. This is what the Arizal means, I didn't have a chance. I can't innovate anything new now, so I had to get everything out as much as I can, so once I got the ball started, I could continue in the next world. So Yemois HaMashiach are days that we don't want. What does that mean, we don't want? We can't create anew when Mashiach comes. Though we can only follow the path of what is called Moisif HaHailach, adding to what we've already achieved. Somebody who was a batlan, somebody who was didn't learn in this world, will not be a masmid in Olam Haba. Because even if there's no Yetzer Hara, he can't innovate himself as a diligent learner. he could only purify what he already achieved. Someone who is a masmid could continue in his asmada and thereby get Olam Haba. So in other words, there will be opportunities to gain Olam Haba, provided that you already started the fight before Mashiach came. An analogy I like to give is, there's an interesting question, the third Beis HaMikdash, what's it going to look like? So the Rambam writes in his Akdama to the Perash HaMishnayis, that after Masechta Tamid comes Masechta Midos. What's the purpose of Masechta Midos? So that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, you'll be able to build the third Beis HaMikdash based on what it says in Masechta Midos. But the question though is that the future Beis HaMikdash is going to be different than the second Beis HaMikdash, different than the outline in Masechta Midos. Like, if you learn Sefer Yechezkel, you'll see that it's different than what it says in the Mishnayos. And the Rambam himself says that Binyan Shloimai, the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazaka, the Binyan of Shloimai, it was explained in Malachim. The Binyan La'asa Lavai is written in Yechezkel, but it's not explained. And the men in the second Beis HaMikdash, they made it a combination of Binyan Shloimai and what it says in Yechezkel. But the second Beis HaMikdash is not the way it's going to appear, is not the way the third Beis HaMikdash will look. So, why do I need to learn Masechta Midos? Masechta Midos talks about how the second Beis HaMikdash is built. But that's not relevant anymore, because when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, we're going to follow the pattern of what it says in Yechezkel. And even what it says in Yechezkel, we're going to need Hashem to explain it to us, because the pasuk says, HaKoil b'chsav miyad Hashem olai hiskel, koil malachos hatavnis, where the Rosh Hashanah is going to have to explain to us what exactly Yechezkel means. So the Tosfos Yom Tov writes in his Hakdama to Masechta Midos, that in fact when Mashiach comes, Hashem will teach us what he meant in Sefer Yechezkel. But only someone who began to learn Masechta Midos and made an effort to understand how the second Beis HaMikdash was built, Hashem will build upon that and explain with further insight what the third Beis HaMikdash will be like. But somebody who sat back and said, you know, wake me up when Mashiach comes, and then Hashem will tell me how the third Beis HaMikdash will look. No, he won't. Only those who began to dig, Hashem will dig it deeper. But those who did not even begin, they will not be taken any further. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim says, that in this world, you have to make it your business to go through Tarsha Baal Peh, at least on some level. You don't understand it fully, worry not. You'll understand it in the Yeshiva Shalmala. But if you don't make an effort to learn a section of Torah, that area of Torah will not be available in Olam Haba. So the truth is, when Mashiach comes, a person will be able to get schar. And that schar, though, will be available only based upon and built upon one's efforts that they made before Mashiach came. So really, in a certain sense, as far as we're concerned, in terms of our efforts, we have to make the efforts now. Because the more efforts we put in now, the more we will reap the benefits of the coming of Mashiach. I wish everyone a wonderful rest of the week. We'll see everybody Bezus Hashem Monday. Please join us tonight at 8:30 for the Shir. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.